Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Seafair edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Martha Norwalk, just like it sounds, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook and look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. You'll find us there and all the wonderful animal stuff that I post every week. And I did have enough time this morning, although we've been scrambling a little bit, to get a picture of our guest today up on Animal World. So if you want a face to go along with the wonderful accent we get to listen to for this show, I'm so excited to introduce you to him. You can check him out on Facebook. And it is, one of those Sundays. Well, yeah, it's definitely Sunday because we're here. And if you were here 2 weeks ago, then you're prepared for this, because for the first time in 5 years since Mike Roberge has been our Animal World production engineer, he is not here in the studio. He is off on vacation. And so we are being very competently cared for by Harmony. Good morning, Harmony.
Good morning.
Hey, it's not good to see you again.
Yes, you as well.
And for everybody that was here 2 weeks ago, Harmony was in the studio doing what we technically call in the industry shadowing.
Yes.
Mike. And anyway, he's out of town, and so now Harmony's on her own today. So
yes,
You're going to be keeping us afloat here.
I am. I think I feel ready. I'm prepared.
All right. All right.
Yes.
And I love her because she's got purple hair.
Oh, thank you.
And my friend Krista has streaks of purple in her hair.
That's so awesome.
But you have pretty much all purple hair.
Yeah, gone hard. All purple for like 2 years I've had it. So.
Oh, 2 years?
That's yeah.
Long. Oh, all right. So. All right. How often do you have to dye it?
I go get it fully dyed every maybe 3 or 4 months, but every week I actually put more dye in it when I wash it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
In my conditioner, I put more in. And yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I've never done that, but.
It's fun. It's a big commitment, though. It's a lot of work to keep it, and everything turns purple, my hands and everything.
But. Yeah, well, now that I know it's with a lot of work, well, probably not going to do that.
Yeah, and it's right. A little, but it's fun, though.
All right, and then we've got Harmony in the driver's seat today. So, you know, if something doesn't go quite right, well, you know, it's live radio and we're always
right, prepared
for that.
Yes.
And we're pretty relaxed here on Sunday morning. But it's also Seafair Sunday, and we've got the big hydro races today and the Blue Angels and
yeah, all
of that. So I was a little concerned about the weather for everyone.
Yeah.
At least up in my neighborhood this morning, it was pretty dark and looked like it was going to rain at some
mm-hmm.
point. And then it lightened up for a while as I was driving down, and then it kind of clouded up again down
yeah,
here. So at least it's not raining.
Not yet. I think it might later, but I think it's going to be okay. And actually, yesterday we saw the Blue Angels doing their thing from up here yesterday. So
yeah, you
that
can
was
see
cool.
them out the windows here because
mm-hmm.
we have big picture windows that faced west
mm-hmm.
looking across Mercer Island.
Yeah.
Of course, it's all clouded in. Oh, we can see Seattle, but no Olympics and so forth. Today. And that reminds me, though, that if you do have animal friends, they may be sensitive to the loud noises of the Blue Angels. So make sure that you've got them inside and safe and sound. And if they are sensitive to that kind of noise, you can, if you haven't taught them jolly routines and listen to my advice on how you change the way they feel about loud noises and all that sort of stuff. If you have dogs especially that are traumatized by the loud noise, then there is a little trick you can do, and that's take a little baby oil or mineral oil and drop it in their ears. And then massage the base of the ear so that you get that oil covering the eardrum, and it will mute the sound quite a bit. That's a Dr. Al Plechner trick that he shared with us years ago on the air, and it does seem to help a good deal. So you can use a little oil, or an oily ear ointment is also a fine, and that will help mute the sound a little bit, and just make sure you keep them safe and sound. And also, that means that there's an I-90 closure today, correct? Like
yes.
1:15 to 3 o'clock, something
it's
like that.
It's 1:15 till 2:45.
It's 2:45, okay.
Yes.
1:15 mm-hmm. to 2:45. You need to make sure that you have already gotten across I-90 one way or the other
yes.
before then, unless you want to sit for a while.
Which I don't think they let you do that. Do they let you just...
Well, they closed the bridge.
Yeah.
No, they
you can't just chill there.
No, they stop it, you know, before mm-hmm. I think before the I don't know. I think they stop it before the tunnel, maybe.
Yeah, I think that they do.
And because I haven't actually been right up there sitting
yeah.
to see, but I know you
Me
can't
either.
Be on the bridge and watch because
yeah.
that's the whole point,
right? Exactly.
In case there's a crash.
Oh my gosh, that would be horrible. Yeah. It's very smart they do that.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway. If you're heading out to the races, I hope you have a good time. And if it lightens up a bit, remember that you can get sunburned in the overcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Blue Angels, with all the clouds up, I think they practice both a high and a low show.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll have to do the low show today. Do you know?
You know, I don't know. Yesterday it was similar weather and they were pretty low. We could see them and they weren't, yeah. I mean, we're far away, so
right.
it's sort of hard to judge, but they looked fairly low yesterday.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, having grown up in this area and watched them many, many times mm-hmm. from lots of different places, I know that they do a high and a low show depending on what the cloud
right.
cover is.
Right.
So anyway, and you might be wondering if you're a regular but not always regular, for the past, I don't know how many years actually, we haven't done a live show on Seafair Sunday because our station has actually covered the hydro races.
Right, yeah, they actually moved it to, it's over on Kixie this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, so one of our sister stations, it's on KIXI now, so
mm-hmm.
If you're looking for the hydro coverage, you'll find it.
Kixie, yep. Turn it over there. They're doing it all day. So
even as early as last year, I wasn't actually here. I think Mike and I recorded an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We pre-recorded an hour show.
Yeah,
coverage started at 10 or something.
Yeah, because they weren't sure if I was even going to do this, and I was like, "Oh, we'll see." And then they moved it over.
Yeah, they moved it over to KIXI.
So we get to be here.
If you're looking for the hydro coverage, go to KIXI, and you will find it all there. Otherwise, we are here as usual, 9 till noon. And now the next thing going on. I told you it was one of those days. Call screener Trina is in the studio this morning. Good morning, Trina.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm glad that you're here. We have a little bit of not so good news to share because y'all know Kathy Southwick, our my associate producer and call screener. She called me pretty late last night to let me know that her husband Eric had been injured at the Mariners game last night. Apparently some kind of tent or awning or something fell and hit him in the head.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And he was unconscious for a while, but when she called me, she had just been called to say that, he had recovered from being unconscious, but that he had some serious head injuries and they were taking him to Harborview.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't. So anyway, got her permission for all of us to send prayers and healing for. So if you would like to help us, I would be ever so grateful if you would include Eric Southwick and Kathy, of course, in your prayers and ask for special blessings, special healing on all levels for the highest good. Of Eric and Kathy. And at this point, we're choosing to hold the vision that all is well and he's fully recovered and everything is grand. And we, you know, we may get a report from Kathy during the show. But if we, I haven't heard from her. And so I'm assuming that she had a late night at the hospital, but that all is well and she's sleeping now. So.
Yes, I hope so. Yes.
Yeah, so that's what we hope. But special prayers for Kathy and Eric Southwick are much appreciated. All right, then, today we are entertaining and educating the human animal, which we do from time to time, and it is an Ananda Sunday here on Animal World, and that means that we will be talking to our special guest in the studio, and that is the director of the Ananda Yoga Teacher Training Program, Murali Venkatro. I want to say Venkatrayo, but that's it's. Say it for me, Murali.
Venkatro.
I'm calling you Murali.
That works.
That's what everybody does. Anyway, Murali, welcome to Animal World. It's so glad to have you.
Good to be here.
All right. And I love chatting with you because you are, a native Indian? That doesn't sound right.
I was born in India, but at this point I've spent as much time in the United States as I have in India.
In India. So, but I am correct in that you were born
I
in
was
India.
Born there. I spent the first 20 years of my life
there. All right. Well, I can't wait to find out all about you and your background and so forth. But the one thing I'm really enjoying already is listening to you talk. I could just, some accents can be difficult to understand or unpleasant to listen to. But I know I have always really enjoyed Indian accents. I also really like English and Australian accents. So I love to listen to accents. And I find that when someone has a really pleasant and attractive voice and accent, I think you listen better and concentrate more.
Yeah.
Do you think that, Harmony?
Working in radio, I'm very, like, attuned to people's voices. And sometimes I will hear someone's voice, and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Nothing against them. You know, I'm sure they have very interesting things to say. But I think it does help when you sort of have a nice tone or a tone that's pleasing to certain people. And everybody's different, but you do have a very, very nice voice. I enjoy it as well.
Looking forward to sitting here.
Yes, you're welcome.
All right. So once we officially start the show, and of course we haven't officially started yet, and you're saying, well, what do you mean? You've been talking for 15 minutes. Well, we aren't quite officially started yet. But once we do, that's what we're going to be talking about for the show today. We are going to be learning about the different aspects of yoga, but particularly Ananda Hatha Yoga, which is the physical body posturing and all of that good stuff. And I'm really looking forward because I'm going to learn as much as, well, you and everyone listening. At any rate, I just have a teeny bit of follow-up. Don't have anything, any animals in the news that I need to cover. And, of course, all the great animal stuff that's happened in the last couple of weeks is all up on Facebook. So I hope you'll check that out. Find us at Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Give us a like while you're there. We will do current events sometime during the show. I always shoot for about 10 to 10 is when we do current events, but you know me if you're a listener, that if we're at a good part of the conversation and I don't feel like stopping it, then we'll do it when we get to it. But sometime during today, we will get to current events. And also sometime today, we are going to be brave and we're going to do a Missing Link giveaway, which we usually do every week. But Trina is on her own today in the call screening studio, and I don't know that she's actually done the giveaway before, so we'll test Trina's call screening skills and see how she does with that. So you just need to know that if you are 18 years or older and haven't won a contest on this station or in any other show that runs on this station in the last 30 days, you are eligible to win the Missing Link supplement for your animal friends. And there are wonderful supplements for dogs. There's three versions for dogs, a version for cats, a bird formula, and a poultry formula, and we give all of them away. So it's not just a sample bag. It's a full bag of Missing Link we send right to your door. So I'll let you know when it is time to call in. Why don't you jot the phone numbers down now so you have them ready? And when it's time to win Missing Link, I will tell you the Missing Link word or phrase of the day, and you call Trina and let her know what that is, and then you can pick out what version of Missing Link you'd like. So jot this down. Also, you might want these phone numbers handy in case, through the course of our conversation today, if you've got questions or want clarification about something, there's something you want to know from Morley about him or India or the Ananda Hatha yoga training program or anything we're chatting about, you are welcome to give us a call. And if you're too shy to go on the air, you can tell Trina what you want to know about, and she can ask for you. Anyway, the phone numbers, jot these down. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And then you can send us an email that we will get in the studio here anytime to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. We have, I believe that I've covered all the business I need to take care of. And so now it's time to start the show. What do you think, Morley? Are you ready to start the show here?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. You're saying, well, you've been talking for a while. Well, if you're a regular, you know that the show is not official until we invoke and honor the presence of the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. And it's also Sunday morning, so we do a couple little prayers to Saint Francis, a shorter version for our animal friends, a little longer one for us humans, and then we do the Ananda Peace Initiative, the Peace and Harmony Prayer, and we will do that together. So you are ready. This is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us humans, it is the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen.
Amen.
Shanti, shanti, shanti. Okay, and now, you regulars all know about that, but just in case there's somebody tuning in that hasn't heard us before, the last thing we do to start the show is participate in the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. And this is kind of a tweaking of Yogananda's Peace and Harmony Prayer. We as a group, Ananda around the world, have been doing this now for quite some time. And if you can imagine, you know, I'm always telling you, thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And that if you can imagine hundreds, if not thousands of people all around the world doing this peace and harmony affirmation up to five times a day, that's really powerful. And
it is.
And it certainly is needed at this time on the planet. And I just have to believe that we are doing a lot of good. So if you want to participate at home, it's kind of fun for me today because I, Morley in the studio, and even though we don't, this is kind of neat because even though he and I don't know each other that well, I feel like I know him because he's family. It's just because he's part, we're members of Ananda together. It's just assumed he's part of my spiritual family. So
exactly.
I feel like I've known you for a long time. But anyway, it's really nice to have a fellow Anandian here in the studio with me who understands this. And so if you want to participate at home in the Peace and Harmony Initiative, then you repeat the first affirmation for about 60 seconds, for about a minute, and that's 10 or 12 times. When I at home, I do it 12 times. And then you do the second affirmation 3 times. Now, we do the abbreviated radio version, and so we do each affirmation 3 times. I say them out loud, and you can say them out loud with me if you're in a position to do that. You can say them silently in your head with me, or you can not say them at all. It's totally up to you. And it's a neat thing, Morley, that I've actually heard from a number of listeners that have actually that are doing the peace and harmony affirmation, and so that's really neat. So we are going to start. The first affirmation is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. The second one is, Lord, fill me. So we are going to start now. Here we go. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om Shanti 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 Shanti. Woo, okay. We are now official. And just in time to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. So we are going to do that. Remember, it is the most important part of the show because without them, there is no us. So please listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. And stay right where you are because Animal World continues. Ananda Yoga 101 is coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health was created. They start with human-grade, all-whole-natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in the missing link, and voila! You've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there's a Missing Link formula for just about everything in an animal suit. There are 3 formulas for dogs, one that focuses on skin and coat, the other on hip and joint. There's a senior formula with the New Zealand green mussel. There is a cat formula. There's a vegetarian formula, a wellness blend you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, the like. There is a bird formula and a poultry formula and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health. You can call them at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on our Seafair edition of Animal World today. And you just heard about Missing Link, and we will be giving away some Missing Links sometime during today's show. You also heard about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and guess what? That's what we're talking about today. And it's really perfect timing. Because we just did the dedication of the brand new yoga hall, which is out in Bothell, right next to the Ananda Meditation Temple. And so there are a lot more classes being offered at the new yoga center, as well as East-West Bookshop. And the really neat thing is the Ananda Yoga Teacher Training Program Level 1 is beginning in September. It's very timely for our show today to be talking about Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And there's just so much to do. Anyway, I'm really, really looking forward to that. Before we get started there, though, have a little bit of follow-up here. Had a wonderful surprise when I went to check the Animal World mailbox, and this very cool postcard. Look at it. Do you remember Wiggly Pictures?
Wow, yeah, like a hologram.
It's a Wiggly picture. Now, and obviously, it's a Wiggly picture of Mount Vernon.
Oh, yeah.
And so it says from 1757 to 1775 to 1792. And so the pictures, maybe this is the Mount Vernon Town Hall or something, but it kind of, the Wiggly picture goes through those,
look at that.
Yeah, so it changes. Hmm. The postcard says, "Hello, Martha. I would like to thank you for your knowledge and wonderful guests that you bring on your show. I've been listening for about 6 years now and love what you do for the community. Keep up the wonderful work. Love, Alyssa Strobel." So how fun is that?
Oh, nice.
So I always like to, you know, if you take the time to actually send something physically to us, I mean, in this day of technology and emails and all of that kind of stuff and texting, not too many people take the time to actually write. And this postcard is so cool. So I actually love Mount Vernon. Anyway, Alyssa, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Oh, the other thing that occurred to me, which just a bit in follow-up that popped in, because Morley, you know firsthand about this. When we started the show, we talked about, you know, Kathy's husband, Eric, who, you know, mm-hmm. got injured at the Mariners game last night. And of course, asked for you all to support Kathy and Eric with your prayers and healing intentions. And it reminded me of what we as a community, Ananda, have been going through the last, year and a half.
A little over a year.
A little over a year, yeah. Because one of our beloved Ananda members was hit by a car and seriously injured. And talk about serious head trauma. He wasn't expected to live.
Yes.
And I have to say that I gained an incredibly huge amount of respect and awe for our spiritual community, mm-hmm. and our Ananda community, because coming together to support Vajra, who was our member that was hit by the car, and you know, I remember it was a wonderful sunny you know, day, and he was walking around the Linwood area, and then someone drove off the up the curb, and he was hit. Happened to be with his nephew at the time, and it was quite devastating. But I learned so much in that process. To see our spiritual directors, Reman and Padma McGilloway, who, by the way, if the timing works out, they are scheduled to be in the studio with me the first Sunday of September.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And they're going to do Ananda 101. You know that?
Great.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about that. But I was so impressed in the way that Reman and Padma stepped up to direct our spiritual sangha, that you know, and group, to coordinate everyone, and then everyone in the group stepping up to coordinate, and of course the healing prayers and invocation of Divine Mother and all of that started immediately, all of us, and then. Immediately, there's a Facebook group and a plan to how that so that and he was at Harborview in intensive care for a very, very long time.
A very long time.
And like I said, they didn't expect him to live, let alone, you know, fully recover and be functioning again. And in fact, the doctors, you know, were quite negative in terms of the potential recovery and so forth, but we were led in such an incredible positive way by our directors, by Reman and Padma. I was amazed to see how they stepped up and how they truly walked the talk of you know our Guru Paramahansa Yogananda and all that he you know has taught us. And there was at least one, if not two, Ananda members with Vajra in intensive care at Harborview, like 24/7.
24 hours a day.
Right. And this went on for weeks. And then we literally were privy to watching divine action and a miracle happen before our eyes.
It just unfolded just like that.
It did.
Week after week.
Absolutely amazing because not only did Vajra survive, but he has fully recovered. Now, there has been, you know, he's had to have some ongoing stuff from time to time, and there's been a setback here or there, whatever. But, and never did I ever see his attitude deteriorate. Of course, and he wasn't quite with us for, you know, he was kind of course, when, and I did talk about this at the time on the air, so you regulars are familiar with this, you know, when we went through this, but they had him in an induced coma, I think, for quite a while. And,
yes.
And of course, when I would tune in, I would actually see him out of his body with Master Yogananda and Swamiji Kriyananda, had some interesting communications with Vajra on those levels and so forth. And initially, he was kind of like, well, I don't know, you know, I can come or go, sort of thing. And but by the time you know he was letting us know on a higher level that, well, you know, he was coming back. By golly, he did.
And he did.
And he it just, and his, at, you know, and he's as wonderful, friendly, loving, gregarious guy that he's always been.
Just extraordinary attitude.
Extraordinary attitude.
Yeah.
Really, really, really. So I guess the point of all of this is just to say, for any of you that, you know, are friend of Kathy's and Eric's and so forth, we're hoping that you know, the injuries are not that bad and everything is fine, but we don't have an update today. I just want everybody to know, though, miracles happen. And
they do.
And I can remember because I was down at Harborview with Vajra during that first week right after the accident, and I remember the doctors coming in and saying, well, you know, and talking to us, you know, and saying that they really didn't expect him to come back, and
as you said, they were pretty negative about what to do next or what not to do.
Yeah. Now the doctor did tell me and my friend that it was there with me that day. He did say, well, but you never know. And the good news is that the area of his head that was injured, the brain that was injured, and they actually had to cut out, you know, a part of his skull and, you know, for the brain swelling and all of that. And at any rate, he said, at least it's a good area of the brain, because if, you know, he does by chance survive, then there is potential there. And of course, you know, he just has sailed through with flying colors. And like you said, Morley, his attitude, it's just, I never saw him upset or
no
angry or resentful or why. And that was the whole thing too. We were immediately led to not only, you know, pray for him and but also for, you know, the person that hit him and that family and everything. And there was a wonderful coming together with all of that, and then spending time at Harborview. And I have to say that the folks at Harborview were just outstanding and did such great medical care. But the nurses would tell us that they had never ever seen anything like this with, you know, someone injured like this, and that someone with such a huge spiritual family step up, and that someone's there 24/7. And when we weren't praying or meditating or chanting with him, we were playing chants and all of that stuff. And I was amazed at how many of the Harborview staff and the nurse and everything, they went, what are you guys doing, you know, and who are you, and mm-hmm. who are the pictures of those guys, you know, because that would be, you know, our line of gurus and mm-hmm. the masters, which includes Jesus Christ and Babaji Krishna and Lahiri Mahashai and Swamiji Sri Yukteswar and Yogananda. We had, you know, those pictures all around. But and I think we actually got some people joining us as a result, and of course they were amazed to see Vajra's progress and all of that. So anyway, I'm just putting out some really hopeful, miraculous vibes for Eric and Kathy, and we just wish Eric the best, and please send your healing energy and know that that there's good reason to do this. Mm-hmm. That thought does direct energy, and we are powerfully creative with our minds and our hearts and our intention, and miracles do happen. And Morley and I can tell you, we have literally watched it.
We have watched
unfold.
It. And just to give you a sense of where Vajra is today, mm-hmm. Last week he walked in and we were having trouble with our Wi-Fi network in the temple.
Oh.
And he helped fix it. He went into that room with all kinds of equipment.
Wow.
Rebooted something, and we got our Wi-Fi back.
Wow. So that means, you know, you've got to have your brain functioning to be able to do that.
At least, yeah, mm-hmm. and a lot more, too.
Yeah. And of course, Vajra is the musical director, Ananda, up here. So, remember the first time he was able to come back to temple and play... you know, the piano again, and oh man,
that was something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've just had some absolutely miraculous times and moments, mm-hmm. and I know that it has thoroughly gelled within me the power of prayer and faith. And I remember Riemann, one of our co-spiritual directors, saying at the time when he was reporting to all of this. You know, on the Facebook group and all of that, we would get reports from lots of people every day. But Riemann was saying, you know, fill us in on what the doctor said about the very bad prognosis, and Riemann and Padma had to make a decision, you know, to continue care or not, and it was very dicey in the first few days, and of course Riemann said to all of us. Well, unless you know, Divine Mother tells us otherwise, we choose life, and we choose to support Vajra in that process, and that's what we're choosing, and that's what we do. And we did, and he did, and oh, wow. Yeah. So, anyway, miracles for Eric, too. So, that brings us to time to... Well, you know what? Why don't we just stay on time, and before we get into a longer discussion, and let's take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour, and then we'll have the rest of the hour to continue our conversation. So stay right where you are. We are getting into Ananda Hatha Yoga 101, and we're going to talk about Morley and India and all kinds of great stuff. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and on Sunday, August 7th, we are taking a bit of a break, but we'll re-air the first broadcast of this show with guest author John O'Dowd. Then, the following week, we'll be coming to you live from Ocean Shores, Washington, at the Body and Soul Festival with our guest, Dr. Todd Humphrey. It's going to be an amazing August on the Jupiter Rising Show, Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we are just getting into our Ananda Sunday. Here in the studio with me is the director of the Ananda Hatha Yoga Teacher Training Program, and that is Morley. And I am just delighted to have him in the studio, and I love to listen to him talk, so that's what we're going to do for quite a while here. And the first thing we're going to ask you is, we just had a caller remind us, Morley. We've got a listener in Tukwila who called in a couple weeks ago, and now you know how I start the show with the St. Francis prayers and then the Peace Initiative. And I apparently, after I do the Peace Initiative, I often say Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And he called because he wanted to know what that meant. And so I just, well, I think it's Sanskrit for peace, And I just know it because Padma does it all the time, you know, at temple, and it just is sunk into me. But I said, well, Morley's going to be here, so we'll ask him. So is there any great significance to Shanti, 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 or anything more you could explain?
It is, as you said, Sanskrit for peace. Shanti okay. literally means peace.
Means peace.
So in the Indian languages, when we have to say peace, it's part of a sentence or whatever,
mm-hmm.
it's Shanti.
Right.
And it's traditional at the end of prayers in the yogic scheme of things to say these things three times to represent the three aspects of who we are. So that's why it's Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Oh, okay. So in Indian tradition, spiritual tradition, and representing the three aspects?
Yes, the three aspects, it's all of us, or all of creation, if you will, has an aspect that moves, uh-huh. has an aspect that moves in the opposite direction, and has an aspect that draws it back to center. It's exactly how a wave is created. You have the crest, the trough, and the surface tension that brings it back together.
Uh-huh.
And so invocations such as these are repeated three times to acknowledge that it is part of creation, and we transcend it by invoking peace.
Wonderful. See, I know you would have a much better answer than me. but that's so nice to know. Let's start with you. You let us know when we started that you actually were born in India.
Yes,
and I believe that isn't some, at least some of your family is still there. Are they not?
Most of my extended family is still in India. I have a sister that lives here up in Sammamish. We have a large extended family, and all the rest of them are there.
Okay, but you said that you have been in the United States for 20 years?
Yeah.
20 years. And how did that all go about? I mean, you obviously then grew up in India. How did you end up over here?
I grew up in India, and right when I was about to finish college was when the city that I grew up in, it's called Bangalore,
uh-huh.
and that's now known as the Silicon Valley of India, or the second Silicon Valley. And back then, just as when I was graduating college, it was beginning to assume that role. And so software in India was at its inception.
Uh-huh.
And for various reasons, I just happened to graduate with a degree in computer science.
Aha.
And then I came over to Kansas, actually.
Oh, to Kansas?
To Manhattan, Kansas.
Wow.
They actually called it the Little Apple, and I didn't get that joke for two full years.
The Little Apple. I wouldn't have gotten it either.
Well, I must tell you, when I got it, it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Okay.
So I came over there to do my master's in computer science.
Oh,
and
in Kansas,
I came to Microsoft.
Of all places.
Yeah, of all places.
And so you came over to actually go to school and then went to work for Microsoft, which is what brought you to this area.
That's what brought me to this area.
Ah, okay, fascinating. And then as time has gone by, you became a citizen?
Yes, I did I took the usual trajectory of people like me. Got the green card, got the citizenship after some time.
And isn't that interesting that, of course, is also seems to be timely right now in a discussion of what's going on in this country politically.
Exactly.
So you are another wonderful example of why Americans aren't just us white people. We have a wonderful collection, and that's what our country is founded and based upon.
Mm-hmm.
And where would Microsoft be without you? So you have a large extended family in India, and I know you travel quite back and forth a lot.
Yes, I do.
And I'm assuming because of your family and so forth being there.
Mostly, but right now I'm also doing my PhD in yoga. And there is just one university in the world that grants PhD specifically in yoga.
Oh, really?
Yes. You can. There are many universities, including University of Washington, which grants you PhD in other disciplines with a specialization in yoga.
Okay, now are we talking yoga, hatha yoga, or yoga in general?
Yoga in general. And because this is a PhD program and it's based on empirical stuff, data collection and things like that, it's mostly applied to healing modalities. For various reasons, recovery from cancer is a very well-studied topic as it applies to healing and yoga, and of course, at the university where I study, we do that one too. But asthma, allergies, arthritis, these lifestyle maladies that one ends up acquiring, which are not very amenable to usual medical approaches with
traditional medical treatment.
With traditional medical treatments, it turns out that alternative medicine, not surprisingly, including yoga, is very, very effective with those. So there is a large part of research in my university where we focus on those.
Okay, and this university is in India?
It is in India. It's in the outskirts of Bangalore.
Oh, okay.
So that takes me back quite often.
All right, so you're able to do whatever you're doing to get your PhD allows you to travel back and forth.
Yes.
And go there when necessary. So how much longer do you have doing that?
Well, it mostly depends on Divine Mother at this point.
Uh-huh.
But having said that, I'm hoping to be done by this time next year.
Uh-huh. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And you said that this is the only university in the world.
That grants degrees,
PhDs
in yoga.
In yoga. Wow, yeah. That's exciting. Now, my next question then is, so you're here for 20 years. Obviously, you are a big part of the Ananda organization and, Paramahansa Yogananda and all of that. And I'm wondering... Did your spiritual evolution and path begin in India, or how did you connect with Ananda and all of that?
At the time when I was in India, I wouldn't have used those words that spiritual evolution began there, but in hindsight, it seems like it did.
Ah, okay.
When I was there, it was those times, and even now. There is a large aspect of India which has embraced, for the lack of a better term, I'll call it a scientific approach to everything, and it was emphasized quite a bit. It was aggrandized, and often rightly so, and therefore most of my education, most of my attitudes growing up were all towards rational, scientific, and I mean that specifically in the sense of non-intuitive, non-yogic style approach to life. But I was always surrounded by it. It was Yogananda's autobiography of a yogi was always in my house. I come from a family of storytellers where my brothers went around temples telling stories of these great epics that we have in India. So partly, not exactly kicking and screaming, not even reluctantly, but unknowingly, it was part of my gestalt. It was part of my environment.
I'm curious, because Hinduism, is that the common, what is it, the right word, religion in India?
Yes, it is the majority religion, I don't know the exact statistics, but somewhere in the neighborhood of 80% of the people.
And if I'm remembering correctly, I think you often teach classes.
I do.
For Ananda about Hindu practice.
Along the lines of what you asked, I end up spending more time on what Hinduism is not. For example, it's not the caste system. It's not about snake charmers and worshipping random idols and deities. There is the outward manifestation of it, which is confusing, beautiful, and sometimes bizarre and odd and transcendental, and all of it is stunningly complex and often sometimes incomprehensible, certainly contradictory more often than not. But the underlying revelation and the underlying intuitions that it's based on is equally simple. Uh-huh. And the classes that I give, as you rightly pointed out, usually talk about the outward stuff and say, no, this is not it, this is not it, this is not it.
Gotcha. Well, that's interesting. I can see the potential for maybe another show in the future with you that maybe you can teach us, you know, do one of your classes for us here on the air type thing. That would be fun.
Love to share it.
So you, this was all a part of your life. Like you said, that masters, you know, for anyone who hasn't heard about it here on the show or doesn't know, you know, Paramahansa Yogananda obviously grew up in India and then was sent by our line of gurus to the United States to introduce the similarities between Eastern and Western religion and kind of bring it all together. And that, boy, was like back in the 1920s?
Yeah, it was in the 1920s.
And then you, of course, came to Kansas and then to the greater Seattle area to join Microsoft. And were you at that point a disciple of Yogananda, or how did the connection with Ananda come forth?
I wasn't at the time. I had always been doing yoga, the physical practice, and I'll draw that distinction even more deeply later on in the show. I'd been doing yoga, the physical practice, since I was 8. It was despite this streak of rationalism that we had going, that was also part of it. And so when I came here, I was surprised to see a lot of yoga studios. I must tell you, there weren't that many in Manhattan, Kansas.
I bet not.
But I'm told that there are some now. So I naturally went and rejoined, and then later on in early 2000s, it just, for various reasons, it just became a very central part of my life. Not merely in terms of an exercise practice, but once I began seeing what it did, how it refined and focused the mind and all of those other wonderful things that yoga tends to do. And then I was at the East West Bookshop. Asking them if they would do a book display of another yoga school that I was part of. And then